During the past week and a half, WUWM has been exploring the evolution of black-white relations in Milwaukee. In this segment, we examine what has been a flashpoint at times, the police department. While many officers have devoted their careers and even sacrificed their lives to keep residents safe and uphold the law, there have been instances of police abusing citizens, particularly African Americans. Beginning in the 1960s, activists increasingly brought such cases to light, demanding justice and change. WUWM's Marsh Pitroff reports.
Milwaukee recruited William Gore from Atlanta in the late 1950s to work here as a probation officer. 15 years later, the community tapped him to become only the second African American to serve on Milwaukee's Fire and Police Commission during its 80-year history. It oversees the fire and police departments. Gore says when he arrived, he was stunned by the segregation he found in housing. At the same time, he knew the city was viewed as one of the safest in the country, and the police department, then under the command of Chief Harold Breyer, had been touted for decades as one of the finest.
The majority of people, and I'm talking about white Milwaukeans, had a very positive opinion of the police department and not bothered by the fact that blacks were bottled up in the central city in the ghetto. What I was hearing in a negative sense was that police were not serving the inner city community as much as they were occupying it, like the citizens needed to be kept in their place.
The demographics of the community had been changing, according to Will Pelfrey, assistant professor of criminal justice at UW-Milwaukee. He says African Americans had been moving here in sizable numbers for good-paying manufacturing jobs.
Police officers who were at that time middle class and white were suddenly dealing with African Americans, and they weren't prepared for cultural differences, and unfortunately, things didn't work out very well.
Pelfrey says a few officers were involved in beating black residents. After civil disturbances occurred here and in other cities in the late 60s, changes began happening around the police department. Milwaukee appointed its first black member to the Fire and Police Commission. He eventually resigned, frustrated that the police chief had lifetime tenure and was reticent to improve relations with the black community and to integrate the department. About the same time, a federal judge ordered the MPD to diversify. For every three white officers the department hired, it had to bring two minority officers aboard. Vince Vitale, who's white, came onto the force under that arrangement. He's now Dean of Protective Services at Milwaukee Area Technical College.
During the Breyer era, the people that he surrounded himself were like him. They had maybe some military experience, didn't have anything besides high school, and being a police officer meant what the chief said.
Vitale says he found a mix of attitudes among officers, some tolerant of all residents, others aggressive against minorities. Community leaders began rebelling against the injustices in the early 80s. That was after three white officers were blamed with causing the death of a black man, Ernest Lacey, after they mistakenly arrested him as a crime suspect. Howard Fuller, a community activist at the time, helped lead protests demanding charges be filed against the officers.
We know that they had handcuffed him and that Eliopo was no longer concerned about arresting him. He was trying to hurt him. And in the process of hurting him, he killed him.
As people know, it was really the first time that anything ever happened to any Milwaukee Police Department person for the death of an African American.
Fuller says the activism surrounding the Lacey case raised public consciousness that the police department needed further adjustment, and some did follow. While former Chief Breyer held on to his job until he decided to retire, subsequent chiefs have lost lifetime tenure. They're now appointed for 7-year terms. Breyer's successors have included a Latino and an African American. And in more recent times, there's been an increasing emphasis on improving police community relations and race relations within the MPD. UWM's Will Pelfrey says the police academy is training new officers to be cognizant of race relations issues.
That's going to reap long-term benefits. 20 years from now, we'll see a very different police department if they continue this pattern.
Overall, there's been an increased emphasis on the education of officers, according to MATC's Vince Vitale.
You got to learn a little bit more than just a task.
Vitale says there's been a lot of growth within the MPD in recent times, yet he says it's a ways off from being a post-racial institution. There was a reminder just a few years ago when white off-duty officers beat Frank Jude Jr., a biracial man. Vitale says as long as race problems exist in the community, there will likely be similar attitudes within the department. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.